From Tidbits on February 4th, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Java for macOS 10 10.6 Update 12. Apple has released Java for macOS 10 10.6 Update 12 for macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard, which updates Java SE6 to version 1.6.039 in order to secure systems from vulnerabilities reported in Java 1.6.037. If you haven't installed the Java for macOS 10 10.6 Update 9 or any of the subsequent releases, the update configures web browsers to not automatically run Java and deactivates it after no app activity for an extended time. The update requires Snow Leopard 10.6.8 or Snow Leopard Server 10.6.8. It's available via software update and direct download, and Apple reminds you to quit any web browsers and Java applications before installing either one. Apple has released three System Management Controller firmware updates for its MacBook lineup: MacBook SMC Firmware Update 1.5, MacBook Pro SMC Firmware Update 1.6, and MacBook Air SMC Update 1.8. That all three address a rare issue that caused laptops with a battery that had accumulated more than 1,000 charge cycles to shut down and possibly not boot back up again. According to this Apple support page, all MacBook Pro and MacBook Air models, as well as MacBook models from 2009 and later, have a lifetime expectancy of 1,000 charge cycles. As always, for the firmware updates, we recommend relying on Software Update or the App Store app to ensure you get the firmware update for your specific model, and be careful not to interrupt the update process. Microsoft Office 2011 14.30. Microsoft has updated Office 2011 to version 14.30 with a short but sweetly detailed rundown of fixes in this maintenance release. Most of the changes involve PowerPoint, including fixes for a display issue that affected collapsed sections in the slide sorter view, an issue with hyperlinks that included hashtags not being saved correctly, a crash that occurred when using the paste special command, and an issue that prevented pasting of text from PowerPoint for Windows into PowerPoint for Mac. The update also fixes an issue in Outlook where invitation times from non-Exchange calendar servers are off by an hour during certain times of the year. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.